Good morning po uli, mga kapatid. I thank the Lord for giving me the privilege to be able to finish what I have started to you. Na I have begun a mini-series sometime last year. I think it's December 2021 pa. Naumpisahan ko po ito, mga kapatid. And the Lord gave me this opportunity to complete ito pong series na ito dito po sa 8 a.m. service. Dahil sabi ko nga po sa inyo kanina, this will be our last 8 a.m. service for the year. Unless the Lord, of course, changed again yung situation po natin. Ayan. And I'll be preaching again from the book of Ephesians chapter 6. But before that, can we just bow down our hearts before the Lord? Alam niyo po, every time that we do a spiritual activity, kailangan po talagang lumapit tayo sa ating Panginoon. Because this is always a battle with our flesh. Di ho ba, mga kapatid? Sige, tayo po ay manalangin. O most gracious Heavenly Father, once more, we bow down our hearts before you to acknowledge you as God who is sovereign, as God who arranges our things, Lord, in our lives, Lord. Even this time, Lord, that you allowed us to be here because you have a purpose, Father. And that is for each one of us to hear your truths preached, Lord God. And so, Father, in a special way, we ask that you inspire us once more. We ask, Lord, that you enable us once more. Give us that enthusiasm, Lord, to receive your truths, Lord God. Truths that we can use in our lives to live worthy of you, to obey you, to honor you, to glorify you in everything that we do, Lord, as your people. Lord, Holy Spirit, be our teacher this morning. Illumine our minds, Lord. Empower us, Lord. Because left to our own, it is impossible for us to understand your words, Lord. And so we ask for your guidance. Lord, I also ask for your anointing to be upon me, unworthy as I am, Lord God. Only by your grace that I am able to stand before my precious brethren here and deliver your message, Lord. One thing that we ask also, Lord, is for your name to be glorified in the results, Lord, of this preaching this morning. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. A renowned professional musician named Dale Henderson gives free cello concerts in New York City subways because he fears that one day classical music will be no more. So in 2010, he began performing back in subways in New York City to cut through cultural barriers that block audiences from connecting with classical music. Some commuters stop and stare, curious or captivated, many having never heard a cello or Bach concerto before. For this musician, the music is an offering of something meaningful, seeds for future generations of classical music admirers who might not otherwise be exposed to it. His unorthodox vision caught on, and within 5 years, his solo project exploded into a global music movement that now connects new audiences with classical music in hundreds of cities in dozens of countries. This musician does this because he cannot imagine a world without classical music. Now, imagine if you can, my dear brethren, who are here listening to me this morning, imagine this, a world without a Bible. Imagine a world without a Bible. And if I'm going to entitle this message this morning for you, the title is this, Imagine. Hindi po yung kanta na Imagine ni John Lennon. Ano? Imagine. Imagine the immensity of the darkness in which we would be groping without the Bible. It is beyond imagination, my dear brethren. Yes, the creation would tell us of a divine power, but our sinful hearts would have turned to worship what? The sun, the moon, maybe even the stars, and our darkness would only be equaled by our deadness as sinful human beings. Di ho ba, mga kapatid? Strange from God in our sins. Without life, destined for eternal death. And our despair would have been extreme beyond imagination. Kaya nga po, mga kapatid, I do believe that this is where we should thank God even more. Bakit po, mga kapatid? Because He did not leave us to figure out this life on our own. He gave us His Word, the Scriptures. Sino po dito may mga dalang Bible? Can you just raise your hands? You should be thankful because the Lord did not leave you on your own to figure out life. He gave us His Scriptures, mga kapatid. It is the light of the Word of God which has shined into our hearts and given us knowledge of Him. Di ho ba, mga kapatid? It is the Scriptures that have told us of the advent into our world of the living incarnate Word. Na walang iba kung hindi po ang ating Panginoong Jesus, who has brought us salvation. The Word of God has brought the knowledge of a Savior who has brought us life and immortality. To light, of course, through the gospel that we received, mga kapatid. It is the Scriptures to which we turn daily to maintain our fellowship with Him. Hindi ho ba, mga kapatid? It is the Scriptures that we turn to know God and feed our souls. Mga kapatid, we used to be newborn babes, di ho ba, sa ating buhay, mga mananampalataya. And instinctively, we crave for milk to grow. So we turn to the Word of God for our spiritual sustenance bilang mga mananampalataya. And thank God, mga kapatid, dahil sabi ko po sa inyo kanina, we are privileged by God to continue to study this section in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Doon po sa starting verse 10 all the way to verse 18, that concludes Paul's practical application of Christianity with a famous series of metaphors. Pinag-aralan po natin yan, mga kapatid. Na kung saan, he is trying to describe to us what we call the armor of God. Di ho ba? So in this passage, Paul uses the allegory of a Roman soldier's basic armor to have an analogy to show how the components of Christianity work together in our lives, okay? as we strive to serve the Lord, as we strive to live these Christian lives, okay, in the context of the church. At dito nga po pinag-usapan natin, soldier's tools. That includes the belt, the breastplate, shoes, shield, helmet, and the sword. And in parallel, ano po yung mga gamit natin bilang mga mananampalataya na binigay po sa atin? Ito po yung truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, and the word of God. And then later on, if you continue all the way to verse 20, you will see there that as believers, we are also given prayer. And just as soldiers' equipment is designed for their earthly battle, tayo po bilang mga mananampalataya, ang mga gamit po natin, ang armor po natin, is meant for spiritual warfare. So ano na po ang nakita natin, mga kapatid? It is just but fitting, since this is the conclusion of this mini-series, mga kapatid. Balikan po natin pansamantala, madalian, ano na po yung ating napag-usapan. From verse 10 all the way to verse 13, we are commanded to fight our battles with wisdom. And to do that, we are commanded to, sa verse 10 to 11, we are to know who is our real enemy. Basahin po natin, Ephesians 6, chapter 10 to 11. Ephesians 6, chapter 10 to 11. Ang sabi po, we are to know our situation. Yun po ang ibig kong sabihin sa starting verse 10 to 11. We are to know our situation. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Alam po natin that by the time we got saved, we are already enlisted to fight in God's army. We declare war against His enemy, mga kapatid. Therefore, that is our situation. We are in a spiritual warfare. Yan po ang situation natin. And then in verse 12, we are commanded to know who is our real enemy. Basahin po natin ang verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Yes, my dear friends, our real battle is not against people. It's not against persons, but against these wicked forces, against Satan himself. He is our real enemy. And then in verse 12, we are commanded to know what are the implements that we have. What are the weapons that was given to us as we fight in this spiritual warfare? Basahin ko lamang po ang verse 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil days. And having done everything, stand firm. Yes, praise God, mga kapatid. We have the full armor of God. And this armor is the weapon or the implements that we use as we engage the enemy in this warfare. At tinignan po natin ang una at ang pangalawang armor. Dito po sa whole armor of God, it's in verse 14. Please go to verse 14. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Yes, my dear friends, as we stand firm in our battles against the spiritual forces that threatens, they continue to malign the fundamentals of Christian faith. We are commanded to what? Fight for truth, with truth. Yan po yung command sa atin sa first part ng verse 14. And then in the second part of verse 14, we are to exemplify. We are to showcase. We are to manifest righteousness. The holiness that we receive from God should be seen, should be manifested in our lives, mga kapatid. The assault on biblical truths in the battering on fundamentals of Christian faith is raging. Even, in fact, as we speak, mga kapatid, we know that many have succumbed and have fallen away from the faith. Alam po natin yan. Huwag na po tayong lumayo. Dito po sa iglesia natin dito, marami po tayo ditong kasama dati, nakasakasama natin nagsiserve sa Lord. Di ho ba? Halang ang bituka pagdating sa paninilbihan sa Diyos. Pero ngayon, wala na. Hindi na natin kasama. At kung sila ay tatanungin mo asan na sila, ay nasa mundo na po sila. Many have succumbed. Okay? And have fallen away from the faith. That's why each one of us is called to contend, to fight earnestly for the faith that was entrusted to us, mga kapatid. Yan po ang panawagan sa atin, to fight, to contend earnestly for the faith. And then we have discussed the third armor. Ano po yun? We must be grounded in the gospel. Sa verse 15 po yan, basahin po natin ang verse 15. And having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. Kaya nga po mga kapatid, no? Hindi po tayo tumitigil to continue to study, to have a good grasp of the gospel that we have. Because the gospel provides a strong footing for everything that we do. It is the foundation of everything that we do as believers. Hindi po tayo maaring makipaglaban ng may kaayusan dito po sa spiritual warfare na ito kung hindi po maayos ang ating pundasyon and our foundation, the strong footing that we stand on as believers as we engage the enemy in this spiritual warfare is no other than the gospel. Samantalain po natin ito. Ito pong ino-offer natin na ito via the endeavor of Brother Mon. Ito pong gospel review for gospel sharing, mga kapatid. And then we have discussed the fourth armor. Ano po ito? Sa verse 16, it is the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Basahin ko lamang po ang verse 16. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Tayo po bilang mga mananampalataya are under attack. I don't know if you realize that or not. As believers, we are always under attack. And when that happens, we are commanded to trust in God and in His sure promises to block and quench these flaming arrows that are being thrown at us, mga kapatid. And here, Paul represented faith as a shield, kalasag, mga kapatid. And it protects us from these fiery darts of the wicked one. Sometimes in the forms of problems, sometimes in the forms of difficulties, persecutions, sometimes doubts. Ito po yung mga persistent efforts of the demonic force to weaken us, to make us panic through fear, through unbelief. Ito po yun, mga kapatid. Taking up the shield of faith is the only sure way to stand firm when the enemy shoots his flaming arrows at you. Kaya po tinawag na shield of faith yan. Panangga po natin yan sa atake po ng kaaway po natin. And then, last time po, mga kapatid, we have discussed the fifth armor, which is the helmet of salvation. It is on the first part of verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. Yes, my dear friends, to stand firm against this spiritual enemy, we are to take, we are to receive, we are to make use the helmet of salvation. It is, sabi nga po natin, it is the final act of readiness in preparation for this combat. You see, like the rest of the armor, this helmet of salvation was vital for survival because it protects our mind, di ho ba? It protects the brain, the command center for the rest of the body. And we know this If the head was badly damaged, the rest of the armor would be of little use. At ginamit nga po ito ni Apostol Pablo to associate this helmet in the armor of God with salvation. And we concluded last time that salvation is ultimately the best protection against Satan. Why? Because even Satan cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Di ho ba, mga kapatid? So, tunguhin na po natin ang ating message. Okay? Today, we will be discussing the last piece of this armor. Okay? And at this time, it is now a weapon. Kasi yung pinag-usapan po natin na limang mga armor is just mga baluti po yan eh, na nilalagay po sa katawan. And this time, the sixth piece of this armor is a weapon, the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God. Okay, so basahin po natin ang verse 17 uli. And take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Okay? At kagaya nga po ng ating discussion, mga kapatid, Paul is using these soldier's implements as an analogy for his readers. Remember, siya po ay nakakulong nung kanya pong isinulat ang sulat po sa Epeso. At most likely, mga kapatid, siya po ay binabantayan 24/7 ng Roman soldier. Baka nga po nakakadena pa po siya dito sa Roman soldier na ito. Kaya ito po yung kanyang ginagamit, no? Yung pong implements nitong soldiers na ito as an analogy. Now, I want you to imagine this soldier. He has carefully put on each piece of armor to protect himself and then going into the battle but without a weapon. Diba? Bihis na bihis, kumpleto siya, pati helmet lahat, boots lahat. May shield siyang dala-dala. Pumunta sa gera pero walang weapon. So imagine niyo what will happen to him. That would be suicidal without a sword. He wouldn't last a minute, di ba? Mamadali po siyang mamamatay. Yes, while the other pieces of armor that we have considered, they are necessary to protect the soldier from the enemy's attack. But they could not kill the enemy. Much more, parry his trust, di ba? Na-imagine niyo po ang ibig ko pong sabihin. Mag-aimin po kayo, mga kapatid. Maagang maaga po ito para matulog tayo. Mamaya po yun sa ano, sa hapon pa. Mga kapatid, typically, Roman soldiers have two types of swords. One was a large one used to, with both hands to hack the enemy. Meron po silang dalawang sword. Yung isa po yung malaki, yung tabak. No? And the other one is this two-edged shorter sword used to cut and thrust. Sa Griego po, ang ibig pong sabihin niyan ay yung pong salitang makaira. At yan po ang ginamit ni Apostol Pablo dito sa verse na ito, mga kapatid. He used this sword in metaphor as the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the writer of Hebrews, please go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Ito po yung nasa isipan ng manunulat po ng Hebrews. Basahin ko lamang po, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Okay? So capture po ng manunulat ng Hebrews ang ibig pong sabihin ni Apostol Pablo, mga kapatid. Although the writer of Hebrews uses the Greek word logos, which means to the written word of God, in our text, dun po sa verse 17 ng Ephesians, Paul uses the Greek word rhema, which refers to the spoken word of God. Huwag po tayong malito, mga kapatid, because the spoken word is the written word and is used verbally, applying to a specific situation. In other words, ang ibig pong sabihin, mga kapatid, the written word of God is the basis for the specific trust of spoken word. Kaya nga po, bilang mga mananampalataya, mga kapatid, please listen to this. We must be armed with the scripture and use it as we engage the enemy in this spiritual warfare. At dito po sa text na ating pong binasa, mga kapatid, sa second half of verse 17, nais ko po sanang tingnan natin ang dalawang malalim na katotohanan. Napakaiksi po ng text na ito. Ito pong second part ng verse 17. Subalit meron po dito na napakalalim na dalawang katotohanan na nais ko po sanang magagap po natin ngayong umagang ito. Ano po ang unang katotohanan na makikita natin dyan? The Holy Spirit is the source of the Word. The Holy Spirit is the source of the Word. Pangalawa pong malalim na katotohanan na makikita natin diyan, because the Holy Spirit is the source of the Word is all-powerful. Okay? The Word is all-powerful. Nung sinabi po ni Apostol Pablo, the sword of the Spirit, isa lamang po ang kanyang ibig sabihin. This sword, which is the Word of God, comes from the Holy Spirit. He is the originator. He is the author. Please go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Dahil binanggit din po ito ni Apostol Pablo, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work. Yung pong salitang inspired, ang ibig pong sabihin niya is God breathed. God breathed. The Holy Spirit breathed the Word of God through human authors, employing their unique styles, even their personalities, and even their circumstances, mga kapatid. In other words, the written Word of God that we now have come from no other than God Himself. Galing po sa Diyos yan. And since it came from the Holy Spirit, who is God, the third person of the Trinity, the scriptures that we have is reliable. It is accurate. Why? Because God is the God of truth. Therefore, the scripture that came from Him is without error. It is without contradictions. Amen po ba? Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Kaya nga po, this is the reason. Kaya sinabi ko po sa inyo kanina that we need to always rely on the Holy Spirit to give us insight and understanding when we study, when we meditate, even when we apply the Word of God in our lives. Amen po ba? Bago po kayo magbasa ng salita ng Panginoon, bago po kayo mag-quiet time, you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, to illumine your mind, to inspire you. Ginagawa niyo po ba yun? Because He is the very author of that word that you are reading. Kasi po, even the academic study of the word, kahit po it is filled with correct information, without His empowerment, it is useless against Satan's schemes. Amen po ba? If it is not empowered by God, by the Holy Spirit, it is useless against Satan's schemes. Yes, the scripture that we have is of the Holy Spirit. Tandaan po natin yan, mga kapatid. In 2 Peter 1, verses 20-21. 2 Peter 1, 20-21. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture becomes a matter of someone's interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Yes, the scripture that we have is of the Holy Spirit. Second truth, the word is all-powerful. Basahin po natin uli, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. At gaya nga po ng nasabi ko sa inyo kanina, since the Word comes from the Spirit, it is all powerful because it is the very Word of God Himself. Sabi nga po ng manunulat again ng Hebrews, sa Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, by faith we understand that the world has been created by the Word of God so that what is seen has not been made out of visible things. Yes, my dear friends, the spoken Word of God, Rhema, is powerful. Biruin niyo po, mga kapatid, God spoke, and all creation came into existence out of nothing. Is there anything more powerful than that? The sword that we use to wield in this spiritual warfare is the very word of God, and it is powerful to maim, even to silence the enemy. Of course, we cannot kill Satan, di ba? Kaya nga po mali yung pinipitik-pitik lang. Of course, we cannot. We cannot kill him. And yet, mga kapatid, the Word of God is powerful enough to defeat him and to put to death every temptation that he throws at us. So tingnan lang po natin ng mabilisan. Okay? How the scripture describes the power of God's word. Please go to Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11. Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 11. Very familiar po itong verse na ito sa atin. Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it produce and sprout and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, sabi po ng Panginoon, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the purpose for which I sent it. Ito po yung inspiration natin, mga kapatid, when we go out and share the gospel. Parang walang nangyayari, share ako ng share. Parang walang nangyayari, meron po. Dahil salita po yun ng Panginoon. God accomplishes His purpose through His words. In other words, as His word is preached, He pours out His grace to those who listen and obey while hardening the hearts of those who hear yet reject His word. Either way, God accomplishes His purpose through His word. Ano pa po? God uses His word to save sinners. Praise God. Please go to James 1:18. James 1:18. In the exercise of His will, He gave us birth by the word of truth. so that we would be a kind of first fruits among His creatures. Peter, in his letter, sa 1 Peter 1, verse 23, 1 Peter 1, verse 23, sabi niya po doon, "For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring Word of God." Praise God, mga kapatid. Dahil sa pamamagitan po ng salita ng Diyos, tayo na mga makasalanan, dead in our transgressions, we came to life. Because there's no way for us to be saved unless the Word of God, which is the gospel, is preached to us. Amen po ba? God uses His Word to save sinners. God uses His words to convict us of our sins and impart new life to us through the work of the Holy Spirit. Yan po ang power ng salita ng Panginoon na meron po tayo. Ano pa po? God uses His word to expose sin, but at the same time to restore souls. God uses His word to expose sin and restores soul. He exposes the hidden sins of the heart by the power of His revealing work through His word. Please go to Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." Remember what happened to David, mga kapatid. Di ho ba? Who for some time successfully hid his sin. Tinago niya po yung kanyang matinding kasalanan. Even from himself. Sinubukan niya pong bulahin ang kanyang sarili sa kanyang mga kasalanan. But God exposed it with His word through the prophet Nathan. Kaya nga po ang tanong ko ay ito. When was the last time God revealed sin in your life through His word? O pag ikaw ay nagkasala, ayaw mong magbasa ng salita ng Panginoon. Kasi ayaw mong ma-reveal yung kasalanan mo. When was the last time God revealed sin in your life through His word? Praise God, mga kapatid. The word of God not only exposes sin, but also restores the erring soul. God uses His word to renew, to revive us when we sin. Kagaya nga po ng sinasabi doon po sa Psalm 19, verse 7. Psalm 19, verse 7. "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Even in Psalm 119, verse 50. Psalm 119, verse 50. "This is my comfort in my misery, that your word has revived me." Mga kapatid, if you are here right now and you are experiencing somehow a spiritual dryness in your life, in your walk before God, ask God to restore you and revive you through His word. Ano pa po, mga kapatid? God uses the word to equip us for every good deed. God uses the word to equip us for every good deed. Ang sabi po doon, the word will impart to us the wisdom and godly character that we need to serve God. Kagaya nga po ng nabasa po natin kanina sa 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17, "All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or the woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work." And as soldiers, mga kapatid, as soldiers uses His word for offense and defense during close combat, tayo rin po bilang mga mananampalataya, we also uses the word in defense and offense. in this fight against a spiritual enemy. In every situation na meron po tayo sa buhay po natin, we draw the word and use it with skill by carefully applying it. Kaya nga po, we don't fight in this spiritual warfare, we don't fight the enemy with our own ideas and strength, di ho ba? But with God's word, having properly understood and applied. So we use it defensively. Papaano po? Di ba? Just like when the devil tempted our Lord, where he responded with a specific appropriate scripture to ward off temptation. Ganun din po dapat tayo. We should do the same. It is therefore imperative, mga kapatid, that we know our scriptures well. Pag-aralan po natin ang sa ating pong mga Biblia, mga kapatid. Hindi lamang po nakastore sa ating cellphone niyan. Okay? Basahin po natin, pag-aralan po natin niyan. Because our enemy knows no time out. Wala po sa kanyang vocabulary ang time out in this spiritual warfare. We are always under attack. 24/7 a day. Kahit nga po sa panaginip eh. Di ba? And then we use it offensively. We use the word of God in preachings like this, mga kapatid, so that the people of God will be persuaded to live godly lives and be warned and be protected against false teachings brought about by the enemy of God. We use the word of God to counsel, di ho ba? Because we know that it is sufficient to help people with their lives' problem. Sabi nga po sa 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4, 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. For His divine power has granted to us everything about life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. Through this, He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises. Ang salita po ng Panginoon ay puno po ng mga pangako ng Diyos. So that by them, you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world on account of lust. Yes, my dear friends, the entire Bible was written to help us in developing, for example, relationship with God and with each other. Hindi po tayo barabara by emotion. Mayroon po tayong guide. Walang iba kung hindi ang salita ng Panginoon. Kung tutuusin po, mga kapatid, ang mga problema natin can all be traced back to sin. Di ho ba? But only God's Word tells us how to deal with our sin in a godly manner. Kaya nga po, ginagamit po natin ang salita ng Diyos to give biblical or godly counsel. And we use the Word of God to preach the gospel for the salvation of souls. Di ho ba? To snatch them away from the clutches of the enemy. Yan ang salita ng Diyos. Yan ang salita ng Diyos. Ngayon, for the application, mga kapatid. Of course, just like any other instrument or weapon, kahit pa gaano kaganda yan, kahit gaano pa ka-powerful yung weapon na yan, it will only become effective, it will only become useful if we get acquainted with it and know how to use it. Amen po ba? Amen po? Ayan. Because the sword can deflect an attack only if it is handled precisely and skillfully. Do you know that Satan knows how to use the word? Pero wrongly, mga kapatid. And only for his evil purposes. Kaya nga po tayo, mga kapatid, we must know how to use it rightly in each situation. Therefore, we must know the Word of God well. Papaano po? We need to read it. We need to be consistent in reading it. We need to have a habitual Bible reading. every day. Study the Word carefully. Meditate on it. Think about it. Thinking what it means and how it applies to your life. Pray for understanding and insight as you study. Pay attention to the context ng binabasa mo. Compare scripture with scripture, especially noting how various authors use certain words and concepts. Ang ibig ko lamang pong sabihin, mga kapatid, pag-aralan po natin, mahalin po natin ang salita ng ating Panginoon. Seryosohin po natin ang pagbabasa ng salita ng ating Panginoon. Invest in Bibles, study Bible. Sino po dito may study Bible? Oh, yan. I think mabibili sa Lazada yun eh. Diba? Instead na cortina or ano yung bili mo or dispenser ng water. Please invest on a study Bible. Read sermons from godly expositors. Find time to attend Bible studies and equipping activities of the church. Memorize the Word of God persistently. Sabi nga po sa 119:11 ng Psalm, verse 11, "Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you." Memorize key verses that relate to areas where you are easily tempted. Madali ka bang magalit? Madali ka bang maasar? Madali ka bang may issue ka ba sa lust, for example? Read and memorize verses related to that issue. Mga kapatid, ito lamang po. The Word will only change your life if you knew it well enough to apply it at the moment of temptation. The Word will only change your life if you know it well enough to apply it at the moment of temptation. Amen po ba? So, ubod po ng halaga ang salita po ng Panginoon, ang mga Bible po natin. Alam nyo po ba sa China, because of the scarcity of Bible, dun po sa mga underground Christians po doon, what they do is pinupunit po nila yung pages ng kanilang mga Bible. At pinagpapalit-palitan po nila yun dun po sa mga member nila so that each one can read a particular portion of the Bible at a given time. Tayo po, hindi po sa atin yun problema, hindi ho ba? We have a limitless access to the Bible. Amen po ba? Sa cellphone po natin, iba-ibang version pa di ho ba? And then we even have the actual Bible na pwede po nating gamitin pang takip ng ulo pag lumindol. We are so blessed. So what are we doing with the blessing that we have here in this place, here in this nation na kung saan we have a limitless access sa salita ng ating Panginoon? So, the Word will only change your life if you know it well enough to apply it at the moment of temptation. As I end, mga kapatid, in the 1380s, John Wycliffe, he is a professor at Oxford, England. He is a scholar and a theologian. Produced the first English translations of the Bible. In other words, he translated it from Latin to English. This time, ito pong time na ito, ang tawag po dyan ay Dark Ages ng Christianity. Bakit po? Kasi ang mga Bible po noon ay nasa Latin. Ang nakakaintindi lamang ay yung pong mga pari. But this man translated from Latin to English. He died in 1384. But in 1407, English Parliament approved death by fire, burning at the stake, for anything considered heresy. So ano po ang ginawa nito pong parliament na ito, post-controlled by the Roman Church? all the English translation of the scriptures were banned, and all the works of John Wycliffe were burned. So ito po yung kanilang ginawa. And 44 years after Wycliffe died, the Pope ordered his bones to be dug up and crushed and scattered in the river. Ganun po katindi yung galit ng Iglesia Romana sa ginawa po ni John Wycliffe na ito. Pinahukay pa yung kanyang buto, dinurog at itinapon sa ilog. But listen to this. A man named John Huss picked up from where Wycliffe left off, began preaching the gospel in the language of common men. Ano po ang ginawa kay John Huss? They took John Huss, tied him to a stake, and set him on fire, burning him alive. When the chain was put around John Huss, securing him to the stake, he said with a smile, "My Lord Jesus Christ was bound with a harder chain than this for my sake. And why then should I be ashamed of this rusty chain?" When asked to recant, Huss declined, saying, "What I thought with my lips, I now seal with my blood." Huss died singing a hymn of praise to God as the flames engulfed his body. All for believing that the word of God should be translated into the common language of men and not the language of the elite. Mga kapatid, these men could not imagine a world without a Bible. They lived and they died for the sake of it, so that you and I today are blessed to read even in our own language. Amen po ba? Mga kapatid, I wonder if you realize what you have. I wonder if you treasure God's word. So ang exhortation ko po ay ito. Mahalin po natin ang salita ng ating Panginoon. Basahin po natin. Pag-aralan po natin. I-memorize po natin. Higit sa lahat, i-apply po natin sa buhay natin, so that you and I could live a life worthy of the one who gave us salvation. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Let us pray. O most gracious, loving, merciful Father, you did not only save us from your wrath that will result to eternal damnation, you also provided for us your word so that we can know you more, Lord God, so that we can know how to live this life that you gave us, Lord God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Without your word, we will be left hanging, left on our own, unable to know you, unable to glorify you, unable to serve you properly, Lord. Thank you so much for the word that we have, Lord of God, the scriptures that we have right now, the gift that you gave us, Lord. Panginoon, bilang tugon, tulungan mo po kami, Panginoon, na mahalin ang inyong salita, ang amin pong mga Bibles, Lord of God. At amin po itong mahalin sa pamamagitan ng pag-aaral, sa pamamagitan, Panginoon, ng pag-meditate, pag-memorize, at higit sa lahat, pag-apply, Panginoon, sa aming mga buhay, sa bawat situation po na meron po kami, Panginoon. Napakabuti po ninyong Diyos, Panginoon. Napakabuti po ninyong Diyos. Kaya nga po, Panginoon, sa aming buhay, hinihiling po namin ang iyong patuloy na pagpapatnubay po sa amin. Lord, ito pong taon na ito, Lord, bigyan mo po ang bawat isa sa amin ng resolve, Lord, to have a time set aside for the study of your word, for our quiet times, sa meditation, sa pag-aaral, Panginoon, ng iyong salita, Panginoon. Because you are going to use this to enable us, to empower us, Lord God, in this spiritual warfare that we have, Father, as your people. Panginoon, tulungan mo po kami sa gagawin po namin ito. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Paalala mo po sa amin ang kahalagahan po ng inyong salita, Panginoon. Lord, dalangin po namin that you will accomplish your purposes sa buhay po ng bawat nakinig dito po sa aming sanctuary, even to those who listen via FB Live, Lord. Panginoon, accomplish your purpose and magnify, Lord, your name, even in the results of this preaching, Lord of God. Thank you so much. Even as we give our tithes and offerings, Lord, be honored. Lord, as we give back what is due you, Father, from the blessing that we receive from your loving hands, Lord. Maraming salamat. We ask, Lord, that whatever proceeds that this will be used, Lord, sa pagpapalagana po ng iyong gawain in and through our church, Lord of God. Thank you so much, Lord. Dismiss us with your peace. Protect each one, Lord of God. And Lord, kayo po ang patuloy na maluwalhati sa aming mga buhay. Ito pong aming samadalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. God bless po, mga kapatid. Happy New Year ulit.